In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The first verse in the Gospel of today actually is the last verse in the Gospel of 2 weeks ago, and the first Sunday of the month of Amshir. Which means that the Gospel of today is the continuity of the Gospel of 2 weeks ago. And this means that the Church insists to give us a certain message during the month of Amshir. Actually, the people were seeking for our Lord Jesus Christ because he fed them from 5 loaves and 2 fish, saturating and filling more than 15,000 people, and the fragments of 12 baskets remained from the whole people. That's why the people were seeking and searching seriously for God. And then the Lord said to them, you are searching for me not because you saw the miracles and you believed, but because you ate and you were filled. Work on the everlasting bread. And then they asked him, what is the everlasting bread? That's why our Lord Jesus Christ started his speech today from the Gospel of St. John and chapter 6, saying, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures for everlasting life. The food of everlasting life is the food that you eat here and still have it in heavens. This is the meaning of everlasting life. The food that we have here on earth, the drink that we have here on earth, ends at the moment of our departure from this world. But the everlasting food is Jesus Christ himself, from whom when we eat or drink, we will live forever on the power of the true food, the everlasting food, the true food, the everlasting food, our Lord Jesus Christ. And they understood that. They understood what did he mean when he said that. That's why they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? So they understood what did he mean. He meant that he himself is the everlasting. And the meaning of having everlasting food is working the works of God. And the works of God start with one word, faith. Number 2, seeing the signs of God and believe. Number 3, eat from the everlasting life. This is our meditations of today. Number 1, having faith. To have faith in the Redeemer, to have faith in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to perform and perfect the salvation of the whole world, is the only bridge that we can pass from this life to the everlasting life. Why? Because without him, without having faith in him, we will not have the forgiveness of our sins. And without having the forgiveness of our sins, we will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, and we will not live forever with him. That's why we believe in Jesus Christ, not only the source of life, but also the source of everlasting life. Not only the source of the commandments to carry out, but also, moreover, to having faith in him as a forgiver of our sins, and the only forgiver of our sins. Why he is the only forgiver of our sins? Because he is the only who paid the price of our sins. The owner of any unit is the person who pays the price of the unit. And every one of us was debt for death because of his sins. And the Lord paid this price for me. And then he gave me life instead of death. That's why having faith in our Lord Jesus Christ means, in one word, having faith in the everlasting life through Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. What sort of faith should we have? Saying the creed, we believe in one God the Father, the Almighty One. And having faith in his Son, yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit. No, not only that. Faith here has signs in our life. I'll give you some examples of the faith that the Lord meant today. Number one, having faith like the Canaanian woman, the woman from Canaan, the woman who was not Jew, but her daughter was extremely sick. And this woman had faith in our Lord Jesus Christ to be able to heal her daughter. And she bore the insultation and replied a very humble answer to our Lord Jesus Christ when he said to her, it's not good to take the bread of the sons and give it to the dogs. She answered, yes, and the dogs takes the dogs take from the fragments under the table of her owners. And then the Lord marveled and said, great is your faith. Your daughter will be healed. This is the faith. Having faith without desperation. Having faith to the end. I will never release you until you forgive my sins. I'll never leave you unless you answer my prayer. I will never give up until you give me the forgiveness of my sins. Also, another example, the faith of the principal. Who was a general in the army. They used to call him the boss of 100, something like that. Qaid al-Mi'a. It was something in the army. And he had faith. that his land will be healed even without Jesus Christ, even without Jesus Christ to go to his house and heal him himself. And he said to him, I'm a principal, I have people under me to order this to go and that to do. Just say one word and my lad will be healed. And he said, yes, you will have it. This is the faith. Having faith is not just words to say, but works to do. Another example, the faith of the sinner woman who came breaking any shameful feeling, breaking herself, humbling herself, believing in Jesus Christ, washing his feet by her tears and drying his feet by her hair and kissing his feet, because these feet were going to be nailed and the blood which will be shed from these feet will be the source of the forgiveness of her sins. Then the Lord said to her, your sins are forgiven. When the people complained against that, clearly he said, go, let it be to you according to your faith. She had faith that this Jesus Christ is able to forgive her sins and to give her a new life. This is the faith. Do you have faith when you go to the confession that the Lord will forgive your sins and you will leave the confession, Father, your sins are completely forgiven? Do you have faith? Or we go just to the priest to say some words and leave him and that prayer on our head and that's it? No, have faith. When you go to confession, have faith that your sins are forgiven. This is the faith. Another example, which is more deep. You remember the woman who was bleeding for years? And the people were crowding around Jesus Christ. And she couldn't reach him. And she said, if I just touch his clothes, if only I touch, I will be healed. And she was healed. And then the Lord said, who touched me? Who touched you? The disciples said to you, look, Master, all these people around you, and you come now to say, who touched you? He said, yes, a power came out from me. And this is the main difference. Many people touch and crowd and surround Jesus Christ, but not everyone takes a power from Jesus Christ, except this woman. And she came and she said, yes, I am, Master. I said, if just I touch your clothes, I will be healed. And the Lord said, yes, you are healed. This is the faith. The faith is something practical you live, not some words you say. This is the main difference between a man who has faith practically and lives it, and another man who just says. Last example for that is the blind Bartimaeus. This blind man was sitting at the corner of the street and said, who is this? said to him, Jesus Christ. And he said, Jesus, son of David, help me. Jesus, son of David, help me. They tried to let him be, silenced, to silence him. But he raised his voice more and more and more. And then Jesus Christ said to him, what do you want? He used to ask the people for some money, some donation. But he knew who was Jesus Christ. He said, what do you want? He said, to see. I want to see. I believe that there is no one can give me what you will give me. I want to see. Jesus put his hand on his eyes and said, see, and he saw. This is the faith. If we have faith in Jesus Christ in this manner, this way, I'm sure that no one will go out without having his supplication from our Lord Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, God willing, we have the Jonah fast. And this is another example of faith. Very clear example of faith. Jonah went to the people. He said, in 40 days, the town will be destructed by fire. But the people, from the king to the babe, started to fast, having faith. They said, let us repent. Let us repent. They had faith in the Lord. And look what Jonah said in his book. When the Lord saw their works and they changed their mind and they came back from their bad works, he changed his mind. The Lord is ready to change his mind around you. If he says that you will die because of your sin, but you repent from all your heart, he is ready to forgive your sins. He is ready to give you life instead of death. He is ready to call you to the everlasting life. This is the faith of the people of Nineveh. When the Lord saw their repentance, he forgave their sins. And he did not do what he threatened them through Jonah the prophet. This is the faith. Number two, when the Lord said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Therefore they said to him, what sign will you perform then? What sign? That we may say it and believe you. These people were just arguing. These people did not want to learn. These people were just entertaining with him, discussing with him. But not in their heart they asked for the signs. But we see in the Holy Bible many people who asked the signs from the Lord and he gave them. Why? Because they were serious. They were faithful. They were honest, like who? Like Moses. When Moses saw the fiery bush and the Lord called him to send him to save the people of the Jews, the Israelites, from the slavery of Egypt, he said, no, I can't go. Give me a sign. He did not give him one sign. He gave him sign and sign and sign and sign. Many signs the Lord did on the hands of Moses. He was not betraying himself. He was asking honestly. The same thing happened with Gideon. in the book of Judges, Gideon, يعني, Gideon, he asked the Lord for sign, and he gave him more than sign to strengthen his faith and to convince him, encourage him to go to the mission that he was going to send him. Also, Elijah, when Elijah offered his offering, his sacrifice, he asked the Lord for the fire to accept his sacrifice. You know what happened? The fire came, accepted the sacrifice. And of course, among all the water which was around the altar, and the altar itself, it was a complete answer from God. It was a sign. Who else asked the Lord? Hizqiah the king, when he fell sick, and he asked the Lord to heal him. Then the Lord said, I will heal you. He asked for a sign. And the sign was 10 degrees behind. The sun went back 10 degrees to assure him. Joshua was fighting against the enemies of God. And he asked the Lord to let the sun stop. And the sun stopped for 48 hours. You can't imagine. The Lord is ready to do everything for you if you are seriously asking him. This is the sign. But just to say, give me a sign, the answer could be an evil generation asking for a sign. And he does not need a sign, but he needs the example of Jonah the prophet. Because Jonah was a sign of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this evil generation, the sign he needed is the sign of the cross. Is the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose Jonah was a symbol of in the Old Testament. The last point is the everlasting life, having the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we have it every day. We have it every liturgy. We have it in the church when we come to attend and to partake from the oblations, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. However, I ask myself, when I receive the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, do I need again the bread of the world? Jesus Christ said, whoever eats my blood, body, and drinks my blood, will not need any other food. My problem is I eat this evil, everlasting bread and then become hunger again to the perish bread. Not my breakfast and lunch and then dinner. Do not misunderstand me. I'm speaking about the food of the world, the pleasures of the world, the sins of the world, the amusements of the world, the fun, not the innocent fun, the fun of the world. This is the perish food. I ask myself, if I come to the everlasting food here to partake of it and go again to be hungry and thirsty for the perished food, then I'm not wise. I will not be filled completely from the food of everlasting life. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said today, whoever eats my bread and whoever comes to me, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. If you are still hungry and thirsty to the food of the world, feed back yourself and ask yourself, why do I come to the everlasting table and take the body of Jesus Christ and drink the blood of Jesus Christ, and then I go out and take from the other foods? There is no mix between light and dark. There is no dealing between the truth and the false life. There is no mix and there is no dealing. This is our problem. We want to eat and drink here and go out, eat and drink there. The effect of this everlasting life will not remain with us forever. But it will remain for us forever when we take care of ourselves, believing in Him, asking for true signs in our life, and be filled completely without need to the perishable food, to the everlasting food, the source of the heavenly life forever with Him. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Κύριε Λαϊσόν, Κύριε Λαϊσόν, χρειάζομαι μη.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Father, the Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God.
Συμμετανία κνεύω.
Light of the light, true God of true God, begotten of the Creator, one is the Father, all things are made. Who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, sits at the right hand of the Father, and he is coming again in glory to God.
Whose kingdom shall have no end.
Yes, and believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Lord, giver, who proceeds from the Father, and with the Father and the Son, who worship glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for that.